Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. Amen. And we bless the name of the Lord. Good morning. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. We are here this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. We come lifting him up and thanking him and praising him for another day. Amen, and to God be praised. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford, giving God all the praise, giving God all the glory, and giving God all of the honor. Amen, and truly, amen. If we was to take a day off, amen, today would be the day. But you know what? God does not take any days off for us. Amen, and we're happy about it. He does not go on vacation. He does not leave us behind. He does not leave us with a guardian. Amen, but he is always there. So we're here this morning, and we pray that everybody had a lovely, lovely, lovely Christmas holiday. Amen, and it's not over with yet. Amen, we're going to be celebrating all this week, Amen. Actually, beloved, every day is the spirit of Christmas. Amen. So we can really celebrate Christmas every day of the week and still we will be appropriate. Amen. Because Christmas, amen, is about God giving a gift. Amen. And that was the gift of Christ. And the gift of Christ is not contained or restricted to one day a year. Aren't you happy about it? It's not restricted to just one celebration on the calendar. Aren't you happy about it? Amen. Glory be to God. But every day, amen, is the spirit of Christmas. So we bless the Lord. Amen. Welcoming all of our first-time listeners across the globe, we welcome you. We welcome you. Thank you for being here with us on this morning. We invite you to have a seat at the breakfast table. Amen. In Jesus' name. So, beloved, amen. Hallelujah. Thinking on, amen, the story of Christ. Amen. We read in the book of Matthew, chapter number 2. Father, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the words thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Verse number 1 says, and after Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, where is the one who was born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him. When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. In Bethlehem and Judea, they replied, for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I may come and worship him. And glory be to God. They had heard the king. They went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother, and they bowed down and worshiped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country to another route, by another route. Amen. And so we want to thank God, amen, for the word of God. Amen. The blessed word of God, for the blessed people of God. Amen. And we give God praise. Beloved, we see in our scripture this morning, amen, that the wise men, amen, came seeking the Lord. They saw the star, amen, and they, amen, they came, amen, seeking. Glory be to God. Beloved, when we think about the word seek, amen, there are a lot of antonyms, glory be to God, that relate to the word seek. Some of the top ones, amen, that we want to just mention this morning are the words explore, follow, investigate, pursue, chase, comb. We see that these wise men were on a mission. They were exploring. They didn't know where they were going, but they were, amen, seeking. Amen. They was determined, amen, that they were going to investigate. They was determined that they was going to follow the star. They was determined that they were going to pursue. They was determined that they was going to chase, and they was going to comb the area until they found what they was looking for. The Bible tells us that they came seeking beloved. And I just want to just take a couple minutes, amen, as we begin our week, glory be to God, beloved, amen, that wise men, glory be to God, and wise women still seek him. Beloved, if you are, hallelujah, a wise, you are a seeker. If you are a seeker, you will become wise. The Bible has so much to say about seeking, and we're going to be here for the next couple days. Amen. If the Lord tarry, amen, as we wind up this week, amen, and this month and this year. This is a special week. This is a special week, beloved, because it's the last, glory be to God, it's the last Monday that we're going to see in this year. Not only is it the last day, the last Monday, it's also the last week that we're going to see in this day, in this year. Not only is this the last week, this is the last month that we're going to see in this year. And not only that, beloved, it's the last year. Glory be to God. 2022, amen, is slipping away. So you see how special this week is on the calendar? And so, beloved, amen, we want to, amen, go out in the will of God. We want to go out and enter in, amen, in the will of the Lord. The wise men found Jesus because they came seeking Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Lord, we say thank you. Beloved, when we speak about seeking the Lord, amen, beloved, we're talking about seeking the presence of the Lord. The wise men came seeking the presence of the Lord. Glory be to God. Literally, beloved, when the Bible speaks about seeking him, it's talking about seeking his face. We know, beloved, amen, that everybody is seeking the hand of the Lord. Gimme, 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 gimme. Lord, can you bless me with this? Lord, can you give me this? Lord, I want this. This is my desire. And the Lord doesn't have a problem with that, beloved, because he told us to come boldly before the throne of grace. But, beloved, how many of us are seeking the face of God? How many of us are seeking the face of God that even if God don't bless me today, it's all right? I come seeking him for not for what he can give me, not because of what he can do for me, but I come seeking God for who he is. I come seeking God in spirit. I come seeking God in truth. I seek his face before I seek his hands. This is what the wise men did, beloved. Amen. And you know how we know that the wise men, amen, were our examples of leadership. Glory be to God. And they were examples by their faith and by their attitude, because when they came seeking Jesus, they didn't come, amen, with no prayer requests. Well, Jesus, thank God you're born. Okay, all right. And then they, all right, write all your prayer requests down, man. All right, all right. Here you go. Bless my mama. Okay, yeah. Bless my money. Yeah, uh-huh. Bless my body. Bless. No. They didn't ask for one thing. They came giving. When they sought Jesus and they found Jesus, when they found Jesus, they gave. They gave. Beloved, amen. True seekers give. True seekers give of themselves. Father God, I know everything is yours, but I come, I give you me. I give you me. I give you all of me. I present my body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. I give you me. I give you all of me. I give you all of me. Glory be to God. That's what wise men do, beloved. Hallelujah. And wise men, amen, still seek him. Are you a seeker? Are you a seeker? Oh, glory be to the living God. Hallelujah. Oh, be blessed be the name of the Lord. Beloved, amen, all throughout the Bible, amen, Matthew 6:33 says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Beloved, we all have needs. We all have desires. On, what was it, Saturday, we came and we put our prayer requests in. Not only we made our statements, this is our affirmation. This is what we believe and asking God to do and believing God to do. And guess what? God's going to do it too. Everything that we put on that line today, yesterday, and the day before that, amen, hallelujah, beloved, God is going to do it. See? And so we get excited about knowing that God is going to answer our prayers, beloved, and then we get impatient in the process. See? And we want to know when. Is it going to be today? Is it going to be next week? You know, it's like a woman that, amen, that conceives a child. And she don't want to wait the whole 9 months, and not if she don't have to. See? And we don't want to wait the full term, not if we don't have to. But God, he gives us the answer. He gives us the remedy. He says, but seek first the kingdom of God. I'm going to give you what you ask for. See? But I respond first to seekers. The Lord responds to seekers. The Lord responds to those who pursue him. The Lord responds to those who investigate him in his spirit. Amen. Who follow him. The Lord responds to the God chasers. That's who the Lord responds to, beloved. He said, when you put me first, when you put me first, come seeking me, come seeking my presence, come seeking my face. I know you got a bill that needs to be paid. God said, that ain't nothing new to me. I knew you needed the bill before you got the bill. I know you got some situations that demand my attention. God said, I got you. See, but all that is in my hand. And sometimes, beloved, we get stuck in the gimme, 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 gimmes. And some, you ever know some people like that? Every time you see them, gimme, 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 gimme. Always coming out with a hand out. Always, every time you see them. It's sort of like a turnoff after a while, because now your family and friends ducking and dodging you. Because when they see you, amen, they know what you're coming for. They know what you're coming for. See? Not to say you don't need what you're asking for, you know, but what's your attitude towards the person you're asking? You're just using them. You don't really care nothing about them. You just care that they got what you need. You know they got the connections. You know they got the money. You know they got the resources. You know they got it. Amen. So you're just using them. because you know they got it and you know they'll give it to you. But, beloved, if we're not careful, we do God the same way. You know God got it. Huh? And every time God sees us, all we coming with is our wish list. God, what you got in your hand today? God, I need a favor. What's in your hand? Can you move your hand for me, Father? God, you see this situation here. Can you do this? Can you do this? Okay. All right. When are you going to start seeking his face, his presence? When's the last time you kissed him on the cheek? When's the last time you just sat down at the table and said, let's just rap a while? That's what true friends do. That's what true friends do. Say, let's just sit down. Let's just talk a while. Glory be God. We get to the other stuff, you know, later on at the end of the conversation. See, I want to know how you doing. What's up? Talk to me. What's going on with the family? What's going on? Talk to me. See? And let me talk to you. See? Seek us. Seek him first. Seek him first, the kingdom. And so, beloved, amen, this is where we're going to be this week. Amen. We're going to get deep and deep in seeking. Because as this year goes out, beloved, let me tell you something. We want to make sure, amen, that we are in the right place with God. To back up, amen, how God, amen, responds to seekers, look at Hebrews 11 and 6. And without faith, it is impossible to please him, for whosoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. God rewards seekers, beloved. And if we tell the truth, we ain't seeking God. We want to do a quick two-minute prayer. You better not talk about praying for no hour. It don't take all that. Fasting? You got to be kidding. I got to eat. I got to take my medicine. Huh? Let's tell the truth. Saints, we come up with all type of excuses. Why? Because we don't want to go deep. Look, when you're seeking something, you go deep. Misplace your car keys. Misplace your house keys when your ride is outside, your Uber ride, your transportation is waiting for you, and you can't find the keys to lock up the house. You start to flipping and flipping and underneath the chair and over. You say, look, I'll straighten up when I get back. I got to find these keys. I'm seeking these keys. And you're determined to find them. Beloved, that's what it means to seek the face of God. You can't get enough of him. You ever been in a relationship, and hopefully you're in a relationship with, especially those of you, amen, who are married, amen, it should be that you can't get enough of your spouse. I don't care how much you get, you got some room for some more, amen. You can't get enough of your children. You can't get enough of the people you love. Some of you, amen, was like that yesterday when you were sitting down to eat. You had your favorite dish there. Maybe it was a potato salad or short ribs or whatever it was. You just couldn't get enough. Oh, don't give me some good old sweet potatoes. You just couldn't get enough. Beloved, that's what it means, amen, when we're seeking God. Those wise men, ain't no telling how long these men was traveling. The Bible don't tell us that. They could have been traveling for months. They could have been traveling for years. All these wise men knew is they wasn't going to stop until they got there. They wasn't going to stop until they achieved it. Beloved, we got to be adamant with God, amen, that we're not going to stop seeking him. And the more we seek him, the more we're going to seek him. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name of the living God. The more we get of him, the more we want of him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We are, amen, pursuing, amen, hallelujah. The Lord making our feet like hinds' feet as we continue to seek him. 1 Chronicles 16 and 11 says, seek the Lord. Seek the Lord. Somebody say, seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his presence continually. What does the word continually mean? Beloved, amen. I don't have to break down the word continually. You know what continually means. Don't you continually eat? Don't you continually wash your body? Don't you continually talk? Don't you continually, amen, glory be to God, the things you continue to do? This is what the Bible says. Seek his presence continually. Beloved, when we seek the face of the Lord, we're seeking God's presence. Yeah, well, you know, God is everywhere. Come on. Cut the crap. God is everywhere. Yeah, God is everywhere. Glory be to God. But his face ain't everywhere. His presence is not everywhere. We're talking about a close, face-to-face, eyeball-to-eyeball encounter, getting as close to God as you can get. Amen. And when you get close, you're grateful that you're close, but you want to get closer. You never get to the point where I'm close enough. You never get to that place. The closer you get to God is when you realize that there's still some distance to be filled. There's still some fellowship to be sought. Amen. You can't get enough, amen, of him. Glory be to God. Proverbs 8 and 17 says, I love those who love me and those who seek me diligently find me. You see? Everybody don't find Jesus. No, you just somewhere in the room. You know, yeah, he in your room. He somewhere in your neighborhood. Yeah, I heard so and so was in the city last night. Yeah. And you know, and we treat the Lord just like that. Yeah, you know, you just know, amen, that you know, he somewhere. Huh? Oh, they came to town. Yeah, they was in Philly. Okay, did they stop past your house? Oh, no, they ain't going to stop by my house. Why not? Beloved, the Lord wants to stop by your house. He want to come in, and he just don't want to visit. He want to live there. He want to live there. Those who seek me diligently. Beloved, see, we leaving out the diligent part. Yeah, well, you know, yeah, once a week we do this. Yeah, you know, well, we do this diligently seeking God every day, every day, every doggone day. We are seeking the face of God. We are not afraid to be alone with God. We are seeking the will of God. We are seeking the desire of God. We want rhythm. You want to walk in the rhythm of God's heartbeat. And you don't want to skip a beat. Beloved, that's what it means to seek God, to seek God's will pertaining to your life, pertaining to your destiny, pertaining to your future, pertaining to your family. God, I'm seeking your will. What is your will? God says, I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently shall find me. We'll stop with this scripture here, beloved, and Lord's willing, we'll pick up here tomorrow if the Lord say so. Amen. And Jeremiah 29:13 says this, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. There it is, beloved. I've been praying, and ain't no move, and ain't nothing moving, amen, and everything, and we crying and complaining and trying to make it look like God, amen, is ignorant, or God don't love you, or trying to look like, amen, the people that pray for you can't get a prayer through, glory be to God, and insinuating all this stuff, amen, and all of it is a lie, because you're neglecting the truth. And the truth of the matter is this, beloved, amen, the Lord says, amen, that you will find him when you seek him with all your heart. So the real question is, beloved, if you say you're seeking God, the question is how much of your heart has you put into it? Yeah, well, I pray, and I've been praying. How much of your heart have you put into that? And beloved, if we would really judge ourselves, if we would really allow the Holy Spirit to go deep and show us, beloved, we would have to admit and ask God to forgive us for being so flimsy with him, for this scraping off something and, you know, and giving it to him and say we have fulfilled our duty. The Lord said, you got to put all of your heart in this. He said, I will grant you the desires of your heart. You got to put all of you in it. You just can't stand somewhere around the corner hollering at God. God said, come close. Yeah, God. Yeah. Well, you see, I need this money today. And you know, God. Hollering at God like he deaf from around the corner. The Lord said, look, just save your voice and come close. just come close. And you ain't got to go far. He said, I'm already here. But you got to put all of your heart in it. You ever loved anybody with all your heart? We say we do, but I know some marriages say they love their spouse with all of their heart. We could tell by the way they act that that ain't necessarily true. They just want to say something to make it sound good. I believe that most of us love our children with all our heart, even more than we love our spouse. And we know that's a difficult place, beloved, but that's not a God place. Because your spouse actually comes before your children. That's why marriage is so serious. I just love them to death. Well, that's a problem. That's why they're dying. Because you love them to death. What about, I stop people all the time. I say, wait a minute, hold it. Why don't you love them to life? Why are you loving them to death? And we know how it is, beloved, amen, when we really, amen, love somebody, care for somebody with all of our hearts. Because most of us have been there. Some of us are there now. And if we're not, we're going to be. And God don't have no problem with it as long as they got a small g, as long as they're the God with a small g, beloved. But God wants us, amen, to seek him with all of our hearts. I want to close with this scripture here. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 10, verse number 27. Love the Lord, your God. You shall love the Lord, your God, with all your heart. Somebody say, underline it. Don't be afraid to underline it in your Bible. With all your heart. With all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. Beloved, tell the truth and shame the devil. I'm not asking you to give no, don't give me an answer, because I got to answer myself. I'm asking you to give yourself an answer. I'm asking you to have a conversation as this week and this year comes to an end, this last Monday in this new year, this last week in this year, amen, this last month in this year, and this last year. As this year goes out in just a few more days, beloved, and as the Lord tarry, and we step into a new year, beloved, glory be to God, hallelujah. How are you going to step in as a seeker? Talking about making some New Year's resolutions, beloved. Can we step in as a seeker? Confessing, beloved, where we have come short. Confessing to God and being honest with him, because he already knows that the majority of the time when we have come to God in prayer, we came seeking God's hand because we needed a blessing and somebody else needed a blessing. And God was faithful. He answered the prayer. The ones he didn't answer, he going to answer. But we are being honest to say, but Lord, I sought your hand more than I sought your face. Father God, it's been very few times this year that I have come, amen, just to sit at your feet
and rap a little while. Let you talk to me. Father God, even though I had a lot of stuff, amen, that I could have brought, I didn't bring nothing. I brought my praises. I brought my worship. I was just sat at your feet being quiet in case you wanted to drop something in my spirit. I didn't want to miss it. I just wanted to fellowship with you, God. I ain't asked you for nothing because I know you got everything. Huh? I come to seek your face. That's what the Bible is saying, beloved. Wise men still seek him. Because when these wise men sought Jesus, glory be to God, not only did they find Jesus, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah, but they got, amen, even the things they didn't ask for. Immediately, amen, look how the Holy Spirit popped in. Glory be to God, they go another way. Look at divine direction that saved their lives. Beloved, when we seek God, glory be to God, hallelujah, our lives will be saved. Glory be to God. We can cancel premature death. We can cancel anything the devil comes with. Glory be. That's the fringe benefits of fellowship. Are you wise today, beloved? Because if you are, you will continue to seek God everything. Everything. You hear what I'm saying? Everything, even to the clothes that you wear, everything, to how you spend your money, how you save your money, how you earn your money, how to everything, it pertaining to your family, pertaining to your spouses, pertaining to everything, your cleaning products, pertaining to everything. Glory be to God. Seeking his wisdom, seeking his direction. Had a couple things before the Lord. Amen. And I laid it out and I was moving in that direction. But because I was seeking the face of God, seeking the will of God, amen. Let me tell you something. When you're seeking God with your whole heart, the Holy Spirit will put you on hold. He'll say, stay right here. Amen. And he'll go before you and work out, rearrange whatever needs to be worked out and rearranged. He said, now come. Oh, my God. Woo! He said, now come. Hallelujah, my God. Things are ready for you now. Now come. Hallelujah. Beloved, hallelujah. Let us take the example from the wise men. These men were examples of leadership. These men here showed us what it meant to live by faith. These men here, beloved, showed us the right attitude of gratitude. Glory be to God. They were grateful. They was grateful. They didn't write a note to Mary and say, okay, well, you know, as soon as Jesus can talk a little bit more, we're going to, you know, slide our prayer list in your roll pocket. And, you know, and can you, being the mother of Jesus, can you take, remember these prayer petitions? They didn't come looking for nothing. They just wanted to see him. Oh, hallelujah. I hear the mother saying, oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. There to sing forever of his amazing grace. On the streets of glory, let me hear his voice. Cares last, cares are past, ever to rejoice. I threw it in my own words in there, but I hear the rhythm. Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face. Moses couldn't get enough of him. What about you? Oh, glory be to God. Beloved, when you seek God, you seek God's face. Let me tell you something. People can know when you really seek God, people can know you've been in prayer. People can know that you've been in the presence of God and you haven't said one word. They see God's glory all in you. They scared, halfway scared to come close to you. Remember when Moses came down from the mountain, his face was shining so bright, they had to cover Moses' face because he had been in the presence of God, beloved. Hallelujah. And people will do the same thing, and glory be to God. And I'm just saying this because it's tied into the lesson, not to make my boast. I make my boast in the Lord. People tell me that all the time. I see the anointing. What are they talking about? All they're saying is they see the presence of God. All they're saying is I can see that you spend some time seeking God's face instead of seeking his hands all the time. The hands is not first place. His presence is. Wise men still seek him. What about you? Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for this word that will never return into you void. Father God, this is the last Monday in 2022 that we will ever see. Father God, when we get to, Father God, hallelujah, this Saturday, Father God, and if you tarry, this week is the last week in this year that we'll ever see. Father God, if we can make it to Saturday, Father God, by your grace, this will be the last month of December 2022 that we'll ever see. Father God, when the clock strikes midnight, Father God, this year will be gone forever. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we pray that when this year goes out, our old ways will go. Our slothful ways will go. Father God, the things that we're doing that we need to do better, we need to bump it up a little bit, Father God. We need to raise the bar a little bit. God, we're seeking you, but we're not seeking you with our whole hearts. We just got a little bit of our hearts in it. Just a little bit of this. Just give me a little bit of that. God, you said all or nothing. God, we can do so much better. God, we can put a little bit more effort in. We're not seeking you like we're serious. We just know that you're so gracious, Father God, that if we show up, you're going to give us a little something, Father God. But you're saying come all the way in so you can get it all. We're not getting it all because we're not going all the way in. We're seeking you at the door. Father God, we want other people to go in and search for us. Father God, forgive us. Forgive us for being lackadaisious. Forgive us, Father. Forgive us for not going all the way in. Father God, you said seek you continually. Even when we find what we're looking for, don't stop seeking. Because there's more of God. God, we can never get to a place where we know you fully. We can never get to a place where we have too much of you. We can never get to that place, Father, where we know too much about you. Never, ever, ever. The more we know, the more there is to know. The more fellowship we have, the more fellowship there is to have. The more we pray, the more there is to pray. The more we give, the more there is to give. The more we serve, the more there is to serve. Father God, we move from faith to faith, from glory to glory. And God, we thank you for the examples of these wise men. God, they don't say how long they were seeking. All we know is they were determined. They didn't turn around. They didn't throw in the towel. They didn't quit and say, oh, forget about it. What's the use? Father God, some of your people are contemplating throwing in the towel. Quitting walking with you, quitting serving in your kingdom, quitting. Oh, Father God, we pray that you would help us to help ourselves. And as this year goes out, Father God, we will go out as a bona fide seeker, that we could be called a seeker in your kingdom. For Father God, you say seekers, amen, always are rewarded. You reward seekers. And you said we have not because we ask and it shall be given. Seek and we shall find. Whatever we seek for, we find. And Father God, let our prayer be seeking more of you, more of you, more of you. In Jesus' name we thank you. And in Jesus' name we pray. And our soul says,
Amen, 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 and amen again. All right, we bless the Lord. Thank God for the word of God on today. Beloved, amen, hallelujah, and to God be praise, to God be glory, and to God be honor. All right, we know, beloved, amen, that today, amen, a lot of people are home today. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. A lot of businesses are closed today. And it was so beautiful, amen, to know that a lot of stores closed on yesterday. I'm telling you, I was just, wow, this is beautiful. The supermarkets was closed, and I know Walmart and a lot of other businesses was closed. I said, thank God people can honor at least one day on the calendar. It just was beautiful to me because I grew up like that. Amen. There's certain holidays you just honored. And so we want to thank God for that. And people will be celebrating today. I know the post office and a lot of other places are closed. A lot of people are home. Amen. Normally, beloved, amen, we would not be meeting at the altar of prayer on the holiday, but today's not the holiday. Yesterday was. A lot of people are home today. And this is an opportunity, amen, for them to know that there's a prayer line, amen, that'll take their prayer requests. We're going to be praying at 12 o'clock today and back at 9 o'clock. I'm going to be the prayer host today at 12 o'clock. I'm just going to go with the Spirit of God is leading me. I'm learning to, amen, just to follow the Holy Spirit. And I don't have to ask a bunch of questions. I ain't got to let everybody know what the Holy Spirit is telling me either. Amen. So I will be the prayer host, amen, at 12 o'clock today. And then, Lord's willing, we will come back tonight at 9 o'clock. Amen. We're going to take this week out with a bang, bang, bang. Amen. Seeking the face of the Lord. Seeking the face of the Lord. Amen. All right. We're going to have our New Year's Eve service on Zoom or some type of social media platform. We're working on that now. We'll have that on Saturday night. The time will be announced probably somewhere around 9 o'clock, whatever. We'll let everybody know. Holy Spirit revealed something to me real nice yesterday. Amen. We know we normally fast in January, and I'm waiting for God to download the instructions to me, how many days we will be fasting. Glory be to God, the dates that we will be fasting and how we're going to do it. We're going to suggest, amen, and anybody that would like to participate, amen, you're free to, amen. What the Holy Spirit revealed to me, what we're going to do as we are fasting, then we're going to have different ones come, amen, and schedule you, amen, to bring a teaching on fasting. The same way we did for the men of the Bible and the women of the Bible. And we are not completely exhausted, the men and the women of the Bible. But the Lord gave that a little break, and we'll come back to it. Amen. But the same way we did that, we want to move forward on fasting. So those of you already know that I'm going to be calling on you. So for those of you who's in, if you already make up your mind, you know, hey, I ain't going to do it, that sounds nice, then you ain't got to worry about it. But for those of you, amen, who's in agreement with the Spirit this morning, I won't say in agreement with me because these ideas don't come from me. That's too much of a grand idea to come from me. I don't take no glory. I was sitting right here getting ready to go sit and visit with my mother on yesterday. Glory be to God. And the Holy Spirit revealed that to me. He said, get the prayer warriors, amen, to come, and each of them take a day and let them dig deep, glory be to God, on fasting, the power of fasting, what it means to fast, the results of fasting, what is in fasting inclusive of, amen. So you can get started, amen, studying, amen. I'll be reaching out to you, and we'll be doing that in January. If the Lord tarry, beloved, we don't know. We might not even get a chance to see New Year's. The rapture could take place today, tomorrow. We keep saying it, beloved, but we have to believe it. The rapture really could take place today or tomorrow. Oh, you're going to leave all them Christmas gifts behind. You leave that pretty house behind. Huh? And guess what? You're going to leave your pretty family behind, too, if they're not saved. They ain't coming. They can't go. See? So we don't know. So we live every day as if it's our last day. We prepare for the future, but we live every day
like it's the last day, because it might be. So a lot of people that's living today, beloved, they're not going to be around the end of this year. They just ain't going to be here. Death already coming for them. See, death coming for them. And unless we pray, and unless they pray, that spirit of premature death will be canceled. Because you know a lot of these folks dying before their time. It's never God's will, amen, that a child, amen, should precede, amen, their parents in death. That is not God's will, beloved. Read the Bible. The children should be burying the parents. But now we have this influx, amen, beloved, in this crazy mix-up society that we're living in. And you got the parents burying the children and the grandchildren. The devil is a liar. I'm going to say this and I'm going to close. I'll never forget. And I don't think her name was at the tip of my tongue. We worked together some years ago. I'm going back years now. I think I was in my 20s. And somebody close to us, we was working together, and the person died. I think they got murdered or whatever the case might be. But she made a statement that I never, ever, ever forgot. She said, I guess that person didn't have nobody praying for them. I never forgot that. And then I wondered how many people don't have nobody praying for them. Take for granted the person going to be all right. We just take for granted the person going to be here. We just take for granted. But how many people don't have nobody praying for them? Let me ask you a question, beloved. Who's the last person you prayed for besides you yourself? You and yourself, you and yours. Who's the last person you prayed for that wasn't in your family, in your direct family? Who's the last person you prayed for? We talk about them rowdy kids running up and down the street and the carjacking people and running the 7-Elevens out the neighborhood. And, you know, we talk about them, but okay. But when's the last time you prayed for them? Little 12-year-old that died. Glory be to God, beloved. How do we know if anybody prayed for that young boy or not? Did you? Father God, forgive us. God, help us. God, we just want to do better. We just want to do better, Father God. And we don't want to wait to 2023. We want to talk about today. We want to start today and do better. Put a little bit more effort and seeking you, Father, and seeking your will, and seeking your protection, and seeking you, Father. Because, God, when we seek you and we get more of you, everything else becomes automatic. You said, seek ye first the kingdom, and all these other things shall be added. So, Father God, the truth of the matter is the more we seek your face, it's the less we need your hand. Because your hand automatically, Father God, responds, Father God, to your heart. God, forgive us. Forgive us. And we say thank you for forgiving us and help us to forgive ourselves as we want to be God seekers. We want to be known and live as God seekers. We want to die as God seekers. And we thank you for all the scriptures, Father God, that reveal your heart and your will and the blessings that come to the seeker. In Jesus' name we pray. Now we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And we seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, and by the spirit. God bless the prayer warriors that come to serve. That include me, Father God. And I think our Minister Nancy is on tonight. I don't know, but whoever. If I got to come back at 9:00, Father God, whatever we need to do. We got prayer warriors here, Father God. If they know they need it, they don't ask no questions. They just jump right in. Thank you for the hearts of the prayer warriors that serve in this ministry, God. God, these are special women, special men and women, God. God, you said that the shepherd, Father God, has the heart of God towards the people. And Father God, I know you love the people here in this ministry, and I know you love the prayer warriors, because they're doing your will. They're standing as intercessors. They're crying out. They're pleading out. And God, this is why I want to do something so special for them as this year has come to a close. And I thank you, Father God, for making it possible, Father God, that we can honor them and their spouses. They're one. The spouses give them freedom to serve. They could tell them it's enough of that stuff now. Shut that prayer down. Make them say enough now. It's enough of this life word, Jesus and this apostle Alfreda. They could have pulled them away a long time ago. We thank you for the spouses. And we thank you, God. We thank you for all your men and women who serve as intercessors in the gap, crying out for people they don't know, crying out for the babies, crying out for the hurting, the grief, the hungry, the homeless, the unsaved, crying out. God, they don't know half the people they're praying for. God, they don't need a name. You know the name. But God, you honor the prayers of the intercessor. And we thank you for these men and women all around the globe, and especially at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you for them, Father. Thank you, God. God, we actually do something special for them. God, my finances is what it is. It don't look like nowhere close to what it's going to be either. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But Father God, I can, amen, do, amen. And I thank you for what we're going to be able to do. I thank you for what's in my heart to do, and you made it possible. But God, I'm asking you to just show off. Just show off, God. I lift up Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry, every person, Father God, standing in the gap, every person who takes that slot, they take that weekly slot, they praying if they don't have a slot, Father God, in the name of Jesus, they got a slot with you, those who behind the scenes praying, oh God, they don't wait till they show up to pray, they praying, Father God, in their secret time, in their private time, God, I'm asking you, Father God, they're seeking your face, they're seeking your will, Father God, I'm praying, Father God, that you will bless them. God, you said you are a rewarder of those who seek you. Now, God, I'm asking for your reward, a reward that man can't give, that only you possess. And this is our prayer for you, God, that you will manifest it. God, we pray that you will keep them from evil, keep their families from evil. They are unable to be touched by evil, Father God. COVID, flus, premature death, poverty, sickness, anything. God, we cancel it all and say, not so. Not so. In Jesus' name. And we thank you for divine protection, a wall of protection, Father God, around them and their families. Every single person in their family, God. Not just the spouses and the children and the grandchildren. We're talking about the nieces, the nephews, the aunts, the uncles, and the cousins. Everybody. In Jesus' name, we thank you. And in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Everybody have a wonderful Father God. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ is the Lord of Lords. We'll meet you at the altar of prayer. Amen. At 12 o'clock and then back at 9 o'clock. And Lord's willing, we'll be back here again tomorrow. Beloved, remember that wise men and wise women still seek him. Are you a seeker? Are you a seeker? Amen. I love you. Pastor Alfreda signing out. God bless you.
So this is Christmas. And what have you done? Another year over, a new one just begun. And so this is Christmas. I hope you have fun. The near and the dear one. and the